This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held the mic before.
And this feels good, actually.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I want to tell a story about how I started beatboxing when my parents got divorced. I had noticed, like, earlier on in the year, I had moved my room to the basement, but my parents had also no longer been sleeping in the same bed. And also that, like, when we were going on vacations and stuff, it was only with one parent and not the other. But I didn't want to mention it because I'm the oldest sibling of 3. My sister's a little bit younger than me, and my brother's a lot younger than me. When you're reassuring someone about something, it makes it real, right? And so I just didn't want to make it real yet. And then over the summer, my sister was like, hey, have you noticed mom and dad aren't wearing their rings anymore? And in my head, I was like, okay, like now it's happening. But I was just like, no, don't worry about it. Everything is fine. And everything was not fine. My parents announced that they were separating around the dinner table in about September. And I didn't really know how to deal with it. Each of my siblings, like, just, like, totally broke into tears. And I didn't. And I just kind of watched, like, my parents hug my siblings and them crying. And I didn't really know what to do. I think I kind of shut down and went numb, honestly. And, like, there were moments later on in the week where then, like, the pain, like, caught up a little bit. Like, just kind of, like, came in waves and, like, small amounts just because, like, obviously, like, I didn't know how to deal with it, but it came through anyway, right? And you can end up, you know, getting really angry at people or taking it out on people who don't deserve it or just, like, you know, being in a bad mood or angry or sad for longer than you would have been if you had, like, a means of expression and a means of, like, getting it out as opposed to just keeping it in. Around the same time, on the internet, I had found videos of people beatboxing. Beatboxing is the art of making music, but only using your mouth and your throat and your tongue. So there's no extra instruments, there's no... I mean, sometimes people use effects, but the idea is that you're all making it yourself, and that's your means of expression. That's how you do it. And there was just this crazy motivation that kind of came out of nowhere, and I just started doing it all the time, like literally all the time. It comes with me, you know, going to school, coming from school, in the hallways, at my house. Like, it just actually never stops. I do it all the time. There are whole communities that are super welcoming and super nice and, like, love to have new people show up. And so that was also really great to see, was, like, you know, a community of people welcoming who had the same passion, who had the same thing that they really liked. But it started in Black communities with hip-hop. And there was a machine which was called a beatbox. It was a box, and you would hit buttons, and it would make a beat, and you could freestyle over it. And that was what the beginnings of hip-hop looked like. But of course, you didn't always have the money for the beatbox, and so you would find a human beatbox, someone who was able to make those sounds, and you didn't have to buy anything because he, you know, lived around the corner or whatever. Those roots in New York and in Black communities just kind of propagated through the internet. Next thing you know, it's in Europe, and then it's in Asia.
I'm a new Japanese beatbox champion.
And then it's all around the world. And all of a sudden there are, you know, YouTube videos with millions and millions of views. A lot of my, I think, inspirations are more modern. They're more new school. Then you kind of go back and you study the classics and the originators. And so big names like Doug E. Fresh and Rozelle and those guys, which are really straight from hip hop and now are being given these, you know, lifetime achievement awards from all the beatbox communities because they're really the pioneers. They're really the people who started it. I mean, it's a lot of practice of the patterns to get them really fast, right? As you start slowly and then you could just kind of do them really fast. And so the other thing that's really interesting is you kind of have to construct, like, it's like a puzzle of, okay, well, I can't breathe in too much, but I have to breathe in eventually, right? So you have to kind of switch the sounds and alternate in a way that you keep your air at a relative level. And I mean, sometimes you, like, got to take a break in the middle to take a breath, but that's a part of it too, is to try to construct, like, rhythms and patterns and stuff. My mom has told me that she can just tell how stressed I am by how loud I am. And so it's like, if there's an exam coming up, I will be beatboxing more. Or if I'm in a really good mood, I'm probably also going to be beatboxing more. But it also sounds different, right? And I mean, it's the little things, and it doesn't come across literally, right? Because there aren't any words. I'm not saying anything out loud. But I can tell, and now, like, my mom can tell how I'm doing just by, like, how I sound. To be able to directly create music that I want to make immediately and right away is just super refreshing. And I mean, the community has been super welcoming. Another thing that is a carryover from hip hop was, like, how you would do rap battles. People do beatboxing battles. So you, like, alternate. Each person does two, like, routines of 90 seconds. And then there's a panel of judges that chooses the best one. And so, like, there's some people that are, you know, really the best in the world. And I've been really practicing for about a year and a half now. But, like, really, really, like, every single day, all the time. And I'm ready to start in the first tournament. So I'm super excited for that. I had a really great time participating in the Quebec Championship. I was the youngest in that event by, I think, a few years. It was really great to show up. And there's always the feeling that, like, even though these people are better than you are, everyone treats it like a level playing field, and everyone enjoys sharing the things that they've created an equal amount. So that's always really cool to be a part of. And I didn't get very far in the competition itself. I made it to 12th out of 16, but it's still something I'm proud of, and it's, you know, still a big step. And so I'm excited to continue and to get further. Honestly, if anything, the pandemic has given me a chance, you know, with everyone being locked inside, to really focus on practicing and improving. And so hopefully this year I can make it to nationals. Had a perspective of people with divorced parents of, like, oh, them, you know, them, and we're not one of them, you know, we're not going to be like them. But that's not how it is. Like, changes are scary. All changes are scary. But once I got into it, I realized that, you know, it doesn't really have anything to do with me, right? As much as it affects me, it's their relationship, and it's never going to be as bad as you think it's going to be. Because your brain does a really good job of making it look really, really bad. Because not only is it a terrible thing, it's a new terrible thing that hasn't happened before. All of the new experiences of, like, okay, how are we going to do Christmas now, right? And, like, what's Thanksgiving going to look like? And, oh, we're going to spend March break with one parent and Easter with the other is, like, I can just express all of that, and now also like stress from school as music that just, and there's no middleman, right? It goes from my brain and this is what I'm thinking, and then it comes straight out as sound and as music. Produced for CBC Podcasts and Tracks by Carrie Haber and Sherry Okeke. Associate producer on the series is Ellen Payne Smith. Get in touch at cbc.ca/micdrop.
For more CBC Podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.